How many here are ready for the Word of God? I know that I'm ready. All right. So this morning, God put a couple of messages on my heart, and I believe the one that I'm going to be ministering is His message. As a matter of fact, where's my man JJ? I want to thank him for hearing the Lord. He confirmed the word that God gave me this morning. I'm going to be giving you a message that really is going to encourage you, is going to strengthen you. As a matter of fact, the title of my message this morning is Please Pass the Mustard. Please pass the mustard. And if you're as prophetic as Pastor Anne Marie, you already know what I'm going to be preaching on. So, Pastor Anne Marie, in one word, write down what I'm going to be preaching on. Please pass the mustard. Wow.
No pressure.
Please, one big word. Please pass the mustard. What am I going to be preaching on? Pastor Alex is going, I got this already. I know what this is all about. Praise the Lord. I have three keys I want to share with you this morning. Three keys that will unlock. You know, as Jacob was saying this morning, God wants to bring us higher. How many know that because God is God, every encounter is higher and higher and higher? Please pass the mustard. Mustard is all you need. Yeah. Pastor Alex, you already got it. All right, you got Pastor Amir? Praise the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, I will give you thanks and I will give you praise. Someone's paying attention. All right, praise God. So, three keys that's going to position you for breakthrough. How many people need breakthrough? All right. I'm going to share with you three keys that will position you not only for breakthrough, but to help you believe for that which what you're believing for. And this morning, as JJ said, we're going to be talking about faith. And if you're as prophetic as Pastor Emery, you got it. Pastor Luke said, yeah, I got this one. Yeah, that was easy. Please pass the mustard. Three keys. And the first key I'm going to start with is I want to dispel the lie. There's a lie of faith. Okay, there's a lie. I don't know if you've ever been in that position, but you go to something, hey, listen, I know you're going through things, but we're going to believe. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for supernatural healing. We're going to pray for supernatural provision. We're going to pray for supernatural fill in the blank. We can do this. I need you to agree because God is going to move for you. Come on, let's pray. And the person says, I don't have faith. Never been there? I don't have faith for that. Or I don't have enough faith for that. Right? Now, I remember once when I was pastoring the church in Buffalo years ago, I went one Friday, because it was Sunday mornings, but Friday and Saturday, so we're going to have a time of a prophetic school. We're going to teach you how to prophesy. So we were there Friday night, you know, Saturday, and Pastor Marie was gracious enough to give me some of the things that we do, like, you know, yeah, those things, right? The activations and all that. So for the Friday night, Saturday, we're doing all these things. I'm teaching people this is how you prophesy. Great. So anyways, towards the end, I break them up into groups of three. And now you're going to prophesy to one another. And I know as a pastor, I'm going to each group just to show you how's it going. I want to hear what's going on. So I get to this one group of three ladies, right? And I say, I heard one of them prophesy to the other. And I say, okay, now you prophesy to her. She goes, I can't prophesy. I go, sure you can. I can't prophesy. I go, we've been here the whole weekend. I've taught you all the theology, all the exercises. You can do this. We prophesy according to our faith. I can't prophesy. So I walked away and said, you can't prophesy. Why? Because she said, I cannot. I don't have faith. So people will say, I like to, but I don't have faith. Or I don't have enough faith. Okay? But the Bible says in Romans 3:23, if you've got your Bible, you can put it up on the screen. Romans 3:23 says this. That God has dealt each one a measure of faith. It doesn't say that God hopes you can work it up, or God says, hey, if you can try to look for it and find it. No, God has dealt. God has given a measure of faith. So when you say you don't have faith, you're believing the devil and calling God a liar. Because the Bible says God has given everyone a measure of faith. So, we all have faith. How much? A measure. Well, what is a measure? Okay. In Greek, the word measure means the required measure. The required do or the required fit, the required measure. The word measure in Greek is metron, where we get the word meter, like odometer, speedometer, metronome, those things that measure, right? But here in the Greek, it means the required measure. God has given you, Jessica, a measure of faith. What is a measure? It's the required measure. What does that mean? In other words, you have all the faith you need for a miracle. Amen. It's the required measure. It's all you need, Pastor Emery. I just wish that I just had more faith. No, God has given you the measure of faith. It's what you need for your situation. You don't need more. And I'm going to show you this morning, it's not how big your faith is, how much faith you have. That's not what it's about. Because it's never about how big your faith is. It's about how big your God is. You don't need big faith to have big miracles. And I'm going to show you that. 3 points this morning. We're going to dispel this lie, first of all, that you don't have faith or that you don't have enough. You have a measure, right? Supernatural miracles do not require large amounts of faith. Matthew 17:20. Can you put that up for me there, St. Cyr? Matthew 17:20 says this. This is Jesus. I say to you, if you have faith the size of a hence, please pass the mustard. You get it, Jessica? Yeah, now she gets it. Now all the heads agree. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here, and it will be moved, and nothing will be impossible for you. How much is a measure? A mustard seed. What can a mustard seed faith do? Move a mountain. Nothing will be impossible for you. You don't need a whole whack of faith. All you need is a measure of faith. So what is a mustard seed? Well, as a matter of fact, I just happen to have one. I can find it here in my little bag of goodies. Right here. How big is a mustard seed? Jesus said in one of his parables, it's the smallest seed. At that point in time in the world, the mustard seed was the smallest that was there. Now, if you can see it, which you probably won't, that's the mustard seed. That's how big it is. This little thing can move your mountain. This little thing will give you supernatural breakthrough. And nothing will be impossible. So, who here has faith? We all have faith. God has given each of us a measure of faith. How big is the faith? Mustard seed faith. With that, you can move a mountain. It's not about the size of your faith. It's about the size of your God. I have found that people know they have faith, but the problem that they don't have breakthrough is because they don't know how to apply it. They don't understand it. So this morning, we're going to give you revelation because as the word came through JJ, God wants us to go higher. God wants to increase our faith. But we don't need more faith. As a matter of fact, when the disciples, Jesus was telling them about, you know, the things in life and the miracles and all of these, he challenged them. What did the disciples say? Give us more faith. So what did Jesus do? Pray this way. He didn't give more faith. This is how you pray. We don't need more faith. We need to have understanding of faith and how it works. So the first key is we're going to dispel that lie that you don't have faith or you don't have enough faith. You have a measure of faith. And the word in Greek measure means it's enough. It's what you need. It's the required amount. So right now, whatever you need, whatever mountain is standing in your way, you have the faith to overcome it. And listen to this. The Bible says here that God has dealt each one a measure of faith. It doesn't say that God has asked you to work it up. It doesn't say God has asked you to find it, to get it from your neighbor, from your pastor. God has dealt. So the measure of faith, listen to this, that you have is a portion of God's faith. If God gives you something, it came from Him. And because God is a supernatural God, the measure that you have is already supernatural. Does that make sense? All right. So number one, we're going to spell that lie that you don't have faith. You do have faith. The second key that's going to help you get your breakthrough and believe for the impossible. Before I share what it is, I want to talk about gravity. I'm a science nerd. I'm a technician, engineer like Rudy. Rudy understands me. Okay, I like science stuff and all that, right? So we're going to get into the gravity of the situation, Pastor. Pun intended there. Okay. What is gravity? Ta-da! What is gravity? Gravity basically is two bodies attracting each other. The small one is attracted by a bigger body. And when the pen hits the ground, it's not going for the ground, it's going towards the center of the earth. That's the pull, gravity. Now for those of you who are like me and you love science and math, you know that the acceleration of gravity on earth is what? How many meters per second squared? 9.8 meters per second squared. Gravity. Now the great thing about gravity, Pastor Anne-Marie, is it works. Gravity works. Even if you don't believe it, it works. As a matter of fact, I remember 5 years ago, I'm with my sister back at her house. She was in Toronto. She was in a 25-foot story building, right? I lived there for quite a many years of my life when I was going to school. So I'm evangelizing her, right? And I bring up, the way of the master. And I end up saying, listen, we all need God's forgiveness, because if we don't and we die without it, we're going to go to hell, right? In a nice way, I said it, right? So it's like, well, I don't believe in hell. What was my sister said? I go, well, that's convenient, right? I go, I'll tell you what. I can go to the top of this building, 25 stories. I can walk off the edge and say, I don't believe in gravity. 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 Guess what? As soon as I go over, I'll be a pancake by the time I hit the ground, because gravity exists. Even I may not believe it, but it exists. You may not believe hell. That's what you want, fine. But just because you don't believe in it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Gravity exists. Anywhere in the universe, gravity works, Pastor Anne-Marie. It works here on Earth, works on Jupiter, it works in the Milky Way, it works on the farthest end of the universe. Gravity works. It just works. Now, it changes according to the how big the planet is, because by the circumference and the bigness, right? So here, if I can dunk a basketball, which I can't, white guys can't jump, right? But if I could dunk on a 10-foot rim, well, some white guys can, sorry, right? Since here's what they're laughing at me. Okay. Oh, Chris is laughing at me. Okay, so if I could dunk, it's a 10-foot rim, I would need a 4-foot vertical. On Jupiter, I would probably have a 6-inch vertical because the planet is bigger. So different bodies, different factors of gravity, but gravity works. It anywhere in the universe, it works. Just like, and I'm going somewhere with this. Not just like, Rudy and I love science, so we're always talking about science. We are. I'm going somewhere, Pastor Lee. Hold on. Okay. The laws of thermodynamics, the law of increasing entropy and the law of conservation of matter. Matter cannot be created or destroyed. It just transfers into energy. Einstein found out E equals mc squared. Energy is equal to matter times speed of light squared. Here's my favorite, the law of increasing entropy. Something left to itself over a period of time will go to a state of random chaos. That's how coffee works. You make your coffee, small coffee. It's hot, you're ready to drink your coffee, you sit on your desk and phone rings. Pastor Patty, Pastor Miguel, can you come down to my office? I want to show you something for a couple minutes. Yeah, come down. 50 minutes later, I come upstairs. I can smell the coffee, sit down, about to drink my coffee. It's accounting. My printer's not working. My email's down. Can you help me, Pastor Miguel? So by the time I come back, half an hour later, my coffee's cold. That's increasing entropy. At the beginning, the molecules are jumping, they're vibrating, there's nice orderly patterns, and you can smell the coffee because the molecules are floating through the air. But after a while, they slow down and they go to randomness and nothing. Why is that important? Because anywhere you go in the universe, gravity works. The second law of thermodynamics, the law of matter of conservation of matter, and increasing entropy. It works. All these things work. Now, why? What does that have to do with my message? Everything. You know why they work, Jessica? Because they're laws. When God created the universe, he set laws in motion. The law of attraction of the nuclear force and magnetism, the law of absolute zero, and all these things. The universe is, the Bible says in Hebrews, he holds all things together with the word of his power. Because there's an order to the universe based on laws. A law will never let you down. A law will never fail. Laws work. Now, why is that important? Go with me to Romans 3, 27. Can you put that up on the screen, please? Romans 3, 27. Romans 3, 27. Can I get that on the screen somewhere there? Saints here, if you can be so kind as to do that. Romans 3, 27. I know that. Come on. Here we go. Okay, there it is. Can we boast then that we have done anything to be accepted by God? No. Because our acquittal is not based on obeying the law. It is based on faith. Now, if you look at the King James Version and the New King's Version, it says this. Is it excluded? By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Faith is a law. Just like the laws of the universe that cannot fail you, law is a faith. A faith is a law. It cannot fail you. Faith will always work because it is a law. All right? Laws cannot be broken. Gravity and thermodynamics don't care about how spiritual you are. They just work. Faith operates the same way. It doesn't work based on how spiritual you are, how often you pray, how often you do your devotion, how often you fast, how often you read the Bible. Faith is a law that works. So when you pray, if you believe, Lord, this prayer for my healing is going to work because faith is a law that cannot be broken, that the devil cannot destroy. The devil cannot come against the laws of God. We need to understand that faith is a law, and laws work anywhere in the universe, right? Miracles are not the suspension of natural laws. We just apply a higher law, just like an aerodynamics. Ever wonder how a 20-ton piece of metal can fly, get off the ground and fly? It's because of the design of the wing. It creates lift. So the law of aerodynamics supersedes the law of gravity, therefore a plane can fly. So as laws work, it's not that you're throwing away the law of gravity, you supersede it by a greater law, okay? And so the law of faith is greater than the law of sickness. The law of faith is greater than the law of lack. The law of faith is greater than the law of impossibility. When you activate faith, you're not asking God to break any law, but you supersede it by the law of faith. So why can you trust God's word? Because faith is a law. It will always work. Sometimes we pray and we don't quite believe that this is going to work, but we don't understand that it has to work. How many here, you can tell me how many times Jesus, when he prayed for someone, they didn't get healed or that his miracles failed? Zero. Because when he prayed, he understood that as he applies his faith, it's going to happen. Why? Because God had set something in motion. These laws will always work. And laws work even if you don't understand them. You don't have to understand laws or faith before you use it. You just step out. They carry you. Do you think that Peter understood hydrodynamics when he walked on water? Did he take a class on how to walk on water? Did he understand how a gazillion ton aircraft carrier does not sink to the bottom but dispels the water, therefore that metal hunk can float? Hydrodynamics? No, he didn't care. He didn't need to. He didn't understand all of that. Jesus said, come, I'm coming. I don't understand how it works. Good, you're not supposed to. Nowhere in the Bible does it say we have to understand God or understand how he works. We're called to believe. If God said it, you got it. You don't have to understand laws. All right? A law you don't use is still a law. Gravity exists whether you acknowledge it or not. Like this whole thing about, I don't believe in hell. Well, I don't believe in gravity. Well, prove it. Walk off a building. We'll see who's right. Gravity works. Faith works. So just because you don't use it, it's still a law. Whether you activate it or you don't, it's not whether faith works. Are you putting weight on it? Are you trying it out? See, a lot of times we say, okay, I'd like to, but I can't see it. If I could see it, then maybe I could do it. I'd like to give in the offering, but will God give me back the 30, 40, 60, 100 fold tomorrow? It's not how it works. We live by faith, not by sight. I'll get to that. Faith means stepping out even though when it doesn't make sense. Faith means stepping out when God says do it and you can't see the results or you can't see what's in front of you. God will never give you the whole picture. He'll give you one step at a time. But when God asks you to do something, when God tells you to go to China, for example, to be a missionary, well, I don't got any money. God doesn't care about your bank account. He cares about obedience to your faith and being obedient to what he said for you to do. We need to understand that faith, number one, we all have faith. All you need is a measure of faith, and that measure is supernatural to begin with. Just mustard seed is all you need. What does measure mean? It's the required amount. When God gives you a measure of faith, you have all that you need. You don't need more faith. You have it. And number two, faith is a law. It just works. Whether you use it or not, whether you believe it or not, it works. Gravity works. Thermodynamics works. Increase in entropy works. Conservation of matter works. Magnetism works. All these things work anywhere in the universe because they are laws. Faith always works because it's a law. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my healing. Lord, I extend my faith. In faith, I step out. I don't care what the doctor's report says, but your word says this. Therefore, I have faith because faith cannot fail me. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I am healed because the blood of Jesus was shed on my behalf. And by his stripes, I am healed. And so, Lord God, I apply my faith to the word of God that says I'm healed in the mighty name of Jesus because your faith is a law that cannot be broken. The devil can't break it. The devil can't stop it. Lord, you said it. That's all I need to know. Because it is a law. And the law will always work. You need to understand that. Number three, the third key to getting your breakthrough is to activate God's faith, not your faith. This is where most people miss it. Okay? Mark 11, 22 and 23. Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, there's another mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things which he has says, they will be done, whatever he says. Have faith in God. In Greek, the word there says, have God's faith. Have God's faith. Okay? See, we don't move mountains by our faith, but by God's faith. Now, here's the eye opener. I want everybody to look this way. I need to believe for finances. I need to believe for my healing, whatever it is. Okay, I got to have faith. This is most people, including me in the past, like this. I'm believing. I need more faith. I can do this. You're laughing because you know it's true, Pastor Charlene. When we need to believe for a miracle, we're trying to muster up the faith to make it happen. That's how most people work. Have faith. Come on. Have faith. Okay. Come on. I can do this. It's going to happen. I'm healed. I need money. And we clench our teeth. It looks funny, but it is true. We clench our teeth and we try to stir up enough faith to make it happen. Here it says, have God's faith. Right? Remember Matthew 14, 28 to 29? Jesus feeds the 5,000. Guys, get in the boat, go on the other side. They go, big storm. Jesus said, hey, they left me no boat. I guess I got to walk. So Jesus walks on the water. And he gets to them, right? And they say, it's a ghost. Remember that story, right? And they're freaking out. It's a ghost. And what did Jesus say? He saith unto them, be of good cheer. It is I. In the New King James Version 2026, guys, chill. It's me. In the vernacular, right? Chill. It's me. It's the Lord. I'm here, right? So what does Peter do? You know, Peter speaks before he thinks, right? What does Peter say? Peter says, Lord, if that's you, command me to come to you on the water. So Jesus said, come. And when Peter got out of the boat, he walked on the water towards Jesus. What happened there? Jesus walks on the water. Peter says, looks like fun. Lord, if that's you, listen, it's always good to say, is this really the Lord? Always pray. Don't just step out on something, right? You want to be sure, Lord, is this really you? Right? So, yeah, it's him. Okay, Lord, if that's you, command me to come out on the water with you. So Jesus says, come. So Peter didn't, here we go. Oh, I'm going through. Oh, it's cold. Ooh, hold on, let me see if I can step. Oh, no, it's not working. No. Lord, Peter, come. And Peter walked in the water. Why? He didn't walk out on his faith. He walked out on the word of God. In other words, he didn't put faith on his faith. He put faith on Jesus' faith. Peter believed that Jesus had enough faith to make him walk on water. So his faith wasn't on his own ability to clench his teeth and work it up and make it happen. Jesus said it. The word of God said it. My faith is in the word of God. I'm stepping out. And so faith is not having our own faith to make it happen, but having faith in God's faith and in God's word. Peter walked on the word of God, right? And that is important. Okay. See, we need to move from fear to faith. Because when we fear attracts problems, law of attraction. When we fear, we believe the devil. We don't believe in God. Faith and fear are two opposite things, right? Listen to this. It says in 2 Corinthians 5, 7. We walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. Did you know, Jessica, that faith and sight are the exact same things? Did you know that? Faith and sight are the exact same things. Sight, what is sight? It's believing what you see in the natural. Faith is believing what you see in the supernatural. That's why he said, now faith is the substance of all things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Otherwise, it wouldn't be faith. But they're the exact same thing. See, as J.J. gave the word, see with the eyes of faith. So we walk by faith, not by sight, meaning sight and faith are the same things. But sight is believing what you see in the natural. Seeing is believing. Faith is believing in the things that are in the supernatural that you don't see. But there's vision. It's just different realms. But the whole point here is to have faith in the word of God. If you remember when the devil attacked Jesus in the wilderness, remember, if you're the son of God, command these stones to turn to bread. That wasn't a pleasant conversation. That was an attack to take him to hell. What did Jesus say? It is written. Scripture says this. What does that mean? Well, the scripture says that my Father said it first. And because my Father God said it, shut up. You cannot debate the word of God. You cannot supersede the word of God. You cannot challenge the word of God. If my God said it, this conversation is over. So when I pray, Father, I thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. Because you said it. And I'm not having faith to believe for my healing. My faith is in your word that it's true. Therefore, I am healed because you said it. And as Peter walked out on the water, at your word, I'm healed because of your word. That's how we put our faith in God, okay? So, three things. Number one, dispel the lie. We all have faith. Number two is that faith is a law. It's always going to work no matter where you are. And number three, put your faith in God's word and in God's faith, not your own faith. Now, how do we tie this all together? How does faith work? I'm going to show you. Before I do, I'm actually kind of thirsty. You know, I really have a craving for tonic water. Anybody have any tonic? I'll buy it from anybody got tonic water?
Wow, I just happen to have tonic water sitting beside me. I can't believe this. This is amazing. How did the tonic water get beside me? Wow.
I'll buy it from you.
How much?
How much you want? All I got is
inflation, tariffs, delivery, if I have to go all the way up there. You're a friend. I'll cut it down 10%, maybe $32.
I'll ask Pastor Patty to cut my check early. How about that? All I got is all I got.
Oh, yeah. Pull out my wife now. Okay, a dollar.
Dollar. All right. I'll take it. I love tonic water.
Yeah, me too.
Hallelujah. Tonic water has quinine in it. And it's very good for you. Did you know that? Oh, my wife would kill me if she thought I'm drinking pop. But this is good stuff. Quinine is good for you. They used to use it for anti-malaria back in the day. Praise God. Now, some of you are thinking, what's this guy doing? He's preaching the word of God and he's drinking tonic water? Well, for those who are not in the know, this is a visual representation. I find, Pastor Anne-Marie, that when you visualize something, it sticks. True or not? All right. So, this thing between Pastor Alex and myself, what just happened? Thank you.
transaction. We just made a transaction. I received what I desired, but I had to spend currency to get it, right? Yes, this is available. I want it. It's actually really good too. But I need to exchange currency or spend currency to get it. An exchange takes place. Money is the currency of the earth. Whether it's a loonie, a dollar, whether it's a peso, whether it's a ruble, right? Whether it's a euro, right? Money is the currency of the nations. Faith is the currency of heaven. Okay? Faith is to the kingdom of God what currency is to nations. So when I spend money and I put it in circulation, what happens? I'm spending, right? When I spend the money, and how do I do it? So when I spend money, I put it into circulation. How? By giving it. I got to give the loony to Pastor Alex. I want a Tim Hortons coffee. I got to give the $2 to Tim Hortons, right? So on earth, when I spend money, I put it into circulation by giving it away or by giving it. Faith is spent or put into circulation by our words. Faith is spent or put into circulation by your words. How do you activate faith? How does faith work? Knowing that you have a measure of faith, faith is a law, and now you have to put your faith in God's faith. How does it all work? How do you activate the faith for your miracle? You got to spend it. You got to put it in circulation. How? By speaking the words from your mouth. The Bible says that we have the power of life and death in the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Every time we speak, we activate a spiritual exchange. So if you want something, Jesus said, in this manner, therefore pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. What does that mean? God wants on earth what's up there. So faith thinks, it hears, it sees what's in heaven, and it declares it to manifest it on earth. By faith, we believe that the worlds were framed by the word of God. How did the universe come into existence in the natural? And God said, and God said, and God said. God took a concept in the spiritual realm, the desire that he wanted it, mixed by his faith, and he spoke it, and the universe came into being. So when we want to manifest our healing, because the Bible says, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is God's will sickness? Is there sickness in heaven? Why should it be here on earth? Right? So if we can think, see, and believe and declare those things from the heavenly realm into the natural realm, we manifest it how? By speaking the words out of our mouth. Father, your word says that by his stripes I am healed. Father, your word says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Father, the word says, me and my family, we shall serve the Lord. Those are the words of God. That's, you put your faith in those words because God, listen, when God says something and you say it, I've used this example before. When God speaks, universes can be created. Yes or no? When God speaks, a universe can be created. The Bible says in 2 Peter 1:21 that no prophecy of scripture of any private interpretation, but the holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And all scriptures inspired by the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy 3:16. Holy Spirit spoke, men heard, they spoke, then he wrote it down. So the Bible is the written word of God's spoken word. So when the Bible speaks, God speaks. Therefore, I as a child of God, when I release scripture, I speak, the Bible speaks, God speaks, and the universe can be created. That's the power of the word of God. But listen to this. And I shared this before, Pastor Remy, when you were here about a month or 2 months ago, that I said that we are hidden in Christ, seated in heavenly places. And what is the great mystery? Christ in us, the hope of glory. You see, it's how you believe and how you pray that determines your miracle. I wake up very early in the morning. I spend about 2 hours in the morning, my devotion. And I'm always declaring, because I know God's word is powerful. And I say this, and I said it before in that one message. As a king and as a priest and as a child of God. I don't pray to get God's attention. I pray because I already have it. If I'm a priest unto him, the priest is obligated to stand in the presence of God. And as a king, I release the word of God to make those declarations into the second. Because I live in the third heaven. I don't know about you. And I over the second heaven. But listen to this. I don't pray to God. I pray from God. So when I'm declaring scripture, God himself is speaking through me. That's how what I envision, and that's what I say. And that changes the atmosphere. So when it says have God's faith, that's what it means. Lord, I'm not making this up. It's in your word. And if I declare your word by faith, I'm putting faith in your word. I'm putting faith in your faith. This is going to come to pass because the Bible cannot lie. And the devil hates that revelation, but it's true. So that's why this morning the Lord spoke to me. Listen, if you want to have your miracle, if you want to have a breakthrough, know that you have faith. Know that faith is a lot. It can never fail you. And don't put your faith in yourself. Put your faith, in his word. Have God's faith. Man shall not live by bread alone, Matthew 4:4, but by every word that proceeds forth out of the mouth of God. We don't live by bread alone, but by the words of God. We make transactions with the spiritual currency of God's kingdom by declaring his word by faith. And the more you continuously do it, the more you get into a rhythm, an eternal rhythm, an everlasting rhythm, a kingdom rhythm. You maintain it. The more you do it, the more you're going to see the breakthrough. Okay, so let me finish with this. All right, so I've got a couple minutes here, right? Faith works. It always has. It always will. Just like gravity always works. It works. It always has worked. It always will work. The laws of thermodynamics, they work. They always have worked. They always will work. The law of faith has always worked. It will work and will continue to work until Christ comes back. You can take that to the bank. Faith cannot fail. It's just that we don't know how to apply that in our lives. We need to pray, Father, I thank you for the faith that you have given me. Lord, all I have is a measure of faith, but that's all I need. Because the measure in Greek means it's all that you need. Not only that, it's supernatural. Because I didn't find it. I didn't inherit it from my grandma, who was a Christian. No, it came from God himself. And whatever God gives you, supernatural to begin with. So I have supernatural faith. I just got to step out. Even though I don't see it, even though I don't understand it, I don't understand gravity, but if I step off a building, I'm done because it's going to work. Therefore, Lord, faith is going to work. And Lord, my faith isn't in me. I'm not going to try to work it up. My faith is in you. Father, your word said, let every man be found true, lie, and let God be found true and every man a liar. If your word says this, it's going to happen because his word does not return void. Three times the devil attacked Jesus in the wilderness. If you're the Son of God, do this, this, and this. What did Jesus say? It is written, it is written, it is written. Every time, listen, every time Jesus said it is written, what happened? The devil had to try something different. It stopped him straight in the tracks. He hit a brick wall because the devil cannot supersede the word of God. He cannot debate the word of God. He cannot challenge the word of God. When the Father says it, conversation is over. Debate is over. So the devil attacked three times. Why? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. He attacked the three things on Jesus that he did with Eve. But Jesus passed the test. And after three, the devil had to stop. And that's why I said, and he left for another opportune time. Because why? Because the devil couldn't do anything else. Why? Because he hit the brick wall of the word of God. So when the devil comes after you, devil, it is written, by his stripes, I am healed. My faith is in him that I'm healed because Jesus bled. He bled his precious blood for me. And I am healed by his blood. Devil, get out of here. This conversation's over. And my faith is in the word of God, not in my faith. Hoping I can make it happen. It's in his word. Spend your faith daily by prophetic proclamation because there's nothing more powerful than the word of God. Right? By faith we believe the worlds were framed by the word of God. You have all you need this morning for your natural supernatural breakthrough. You do have faith. Faith is a law, and you're going to put your faith in God's word, not in yourself. Now, something that's going to help us here. I like visuality. All you need is a mustard seed of faith. So I'm going to need someone to help me out. Chris, venez quoi, s'il vous plaît. Venez ici. Okay. I got a whole bunch. Don't spill these. Our pastor is going to kill me. Okay. So Mustard seeds. All you're going to do is you're going to take one. Give one to everyone, please. And every time you see this, it's going to remind you that you have enough for your miracle. All you need is a mustard seed faith. Now, here's what I did. A little sip of my tonic water. Pastor Alex, thank you. You're the man. Now, you're blessed. Well, you're blessed too. Okay, so here's what I did. I went to Dollarama yesterday, and I bought this nice little frame, recessed frame, $275, $225. I can't remember how much it was, right? I happen to have green construction paper. Oh, you can buy it at Dollarama, big sheet for 50 cents. I got a glue gun, or Elmer's glue. I put a little dab in the middle. Can you zoom in on me, please? Zoom in. And right in the middle of that, smack in the middle, is a mustard seed. Right? Okay, all right, pull out. So, you can put this, go to Dollarama, if you haven't, go to Dollarama, do this, get some construction paper, cut it out, put some glue, put your little mustard seed, and put it on your shelf. And every time you walk by, Father, I thank you. Right? You say, I thank you because that is all that I need. You walk it, you put it, you hang it on the wall, you walk by it. I have faith, and that's all that I need. Right? Now, human nature, and I want to be a, you know, wet blanket or a sad sack. Some of you, before you leave here this morning, you're going to lose your mustard seed. Some of you are going to go home. Great idea. I don't get time. You're not going to do it. But I know that there's some of you here. You're going to go and you're going to do this because you believe what I preached this morning. Because this, believe it or not, what is it? It's not a frame with a mustard seed in the middle. It's a prophetic act. So, how many here are going to go to Dollarama or Valley Village, buy a frame, go to Dollarama, they're new, $275, some construction paper, a little bit of glue, hang it on your wall. That's all I need. My healing, my children, my vehicle, my finances, all I need is this, a mustard seed size of, I don't need anymore. It's a measure. It's all I need. It's right here. Now, how many here are you going to do this? You want to do this, you're going to get your little frame, you're going to, because you're going to want a miracle. Now, here's what I'm going to do. How many here, it's impossible for you to get to Dollarama, or it's difficult, or you don't know if you can actually do it? How many, it's difficult for you to actually get out? Because I'll give you mine. Anybody want this? Someone who's really, says, all right, Angela. Anybody, who wants this? Anybody? Angela, okay. There you go. It's right there for you. There you go. All right? So, again, it's a prophetic act. It's a prophetic act. Go and do it, and you're going to see what God is going to do. Listen, start praying according to what I showed you this morning. I have faith. It's supernatural. It's all that I need. A mustard seed can move a mountain. Can move a mountain? I believe it's in Mark chapter 11. Right? If you have the seed, the size of a mustard seed, you'll tell this mountain, go and be moved, and it will be moved. Yeah, put your mustard seed there in that part of the Bible. All right? So, Father, we thank you this morning because you have given us faith. All we need is mustard seed faith, and our faith is already supernatural because you gave it to us. Father, we dispel the lie that we don't have enough faith because we do have enough because you are more than enough. And, Father, we thank you that faith is a law. It's always going to work. It will never fail us, just like you will never fail us. And from going this day forward, Lord God, we are not going to have faith in ourselves. Our faith is in your word. Because if your word says it, Lord, it's going to come to pass. Father, we thank you for miracles. I am believing that we're going to see miracles, signs, and wonders and breakthroughs in this place because we know how faith works. And Father, it delights you to give good gifts to your children. And Father, we thank you this morning. We bless you. Everybody said, amen.